Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology here. Last week we talked about something, ChatGPT. Is that how we call it? GPT?
GPT.
GPT. It's an AI app? Or
chatbot.
It's a chatbot.
Yep.
You know, a lot of words here.
A lot of words. So basically, if you've ever had trouble with something, like you're trying to set up your new phone and you get in that little chat window, you type something and a person types back.
Sure.
This time a computer's typing back with no human interaction.
Okay.
So that's what this is all about. You know, if you want to know just a little bit about it, OpenAI's the company, formed in 2015. One of the co-founders was Elon Musk. Surprise.
For a moment there, I thought the guy's name was which would have been great.
He was one of the other co-founders.
Yeah, partners with Elon.
You know what's amazing, though, is, I don't know, and we're kind of behind the times, but they were thinking about this back in 2015.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this has been going on for a while. So the other thing you need to know is Microsoft owns 49% of this now. Okay. So this is a real deal, right?
The snakes, gosh okay. darn it.
So, but today we want the listeners to actually try some of this stuff.
Okay.
So you go to openai.com.
Okay.
There'll be a link at the top, says join ChatGPT. Safe to do it.
It's get in there. Completely safe.
Safe. Okay. Go in there, do it. So I decided to give this a whirl last week. And one of the things I asked it to do was write a one-paragraph summary of The Grapes of Wrath. And it did it. You know, all this normal stuff, yeah. John Steinbeck, you know, depression, farmers.
This is the family. How long did that take, by the way?
Oh, it starts typing the second he hit enter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so this is why the education community is up in arms, because anybody can write book reports without ever
reading a book. Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
But you can go do that on Google.
Sure,
so I'm like, okay, big deal, so what?
We used to just pay our smart friends.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, it's the same.
So I said, let's shift it to something harder. Okay. Let's ask it to write a short paragraph about the Greg and Dan talk radio show in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay.
Same thing. You can go Google that, find stuff. So I added, but use a Valley Girl lingo.
Can I read it?
You can.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. If you haven't tuned into the Greg and Dan show on WMBD yet, you're totally missing out. They're like the best talk radio shows hosts ever. They talk about all the latest news and stuff, and they're like so knowledgeable and opinionated. I love how they're not afraid to share their thoughts and like keep it real. You should totally listen to them. They're like the best in Peoria, Illinois. That is so funny.
And again, I type the sentence, hit the enter key, and it starts coming.
Now do the next one. The next one you read.
Okay, so then I said, write a poem, because a poem's harder than just making up a story, about a man named Dave who works in cybersecurity and is on the Greg and Dan radio talk show. Hit the enter key, immediately it starts typing.
Right.
Dave, expert in cyber defense, Greg and Dan's go-to man of sense. With knowledge deep and skills refined, he keeps the bad guys far behind. Through firewalls strong and encryption tight, Dave guides us through the digital night. He makes the complex clear and concise and keeps our data free from vice. From hackers, scammers, and malware too, Dave keeps us safe and our systems true. So when you tune into the show, you'll know that Dave is on the go. Protecting us from cyber threat, Dave's the one we can't forget. We're grateful for the work he's done. Dave, our cyber defender, the number one.
That is so crazy.
Came out immediately.
That is crazy.
You know, it is crazy.
Here's the thing, though. All of this feeds into what you talked about, I think, last week. The deep fake. You can't believe anything unless you're face-to-face with a person.
That is absolutely true. And this, by the way, you know, I did some other stuff that would bore the reader or the listeners to death. I had to write some programs for me, some simple ones that I could check pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
And so, instantaneous for the most part.
For the most part. Yeah. A little bit of hesitation, but not much. I'm talking 5 seconds.
All right. For us to play, again, you assure us this is safe
and it
doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost a
thing. What is the website to go to?
OpenAI.com. Open There'll be a link up at the top that says, you know, enroll for or join chat, GPT, something like that. You do have to give it your cell phone number because it uses two-factor authentication. And they want to keep, they don't want people creating fake accounts.
Got it.
I got a great, Greg.
Yeah, what?
This is the perfect application.
What?
In real time.
What?
So when President Biden's doing a Q&A, someone asks a question, the AI prints it out on the teleprompter so he doesn't sound like an idiot.
Let's see. President so-and-so, what's he doing? And then, I believe that, you could actually do that.
But the bot would know Biden's style from previous speeches and algorithms.
And can
give him a very sensible, knowing the press, a very sensible response in real time. Could that happen, Dave?
Sure.
I could say, write a story about Greg, Dan, and Dave in Shakespearean language.
Yeah.
And it would come up with something from
That's
that
crazy.
Time period.
All right.
So OpenAI.com.
All right.
Go do it.
Do it.